Hello and welcome to That Sports Gamer Show, episode number 31. As always, I'm your host, TJ Lauerman, and alongside my co-host, Scott Binns.
Yo!
And in between us both, geographically, is Jeff Solomon, coming back for his fifth time on That Sports Gamer Show. Say hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
I knew he was going to say that.
did not see that one coming.
Not that there's anything wrong with saying it. It was very predictable.
Actually, there's everything wrong with saying it. Jeff, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, TJ. It's great to be here.
Scott, welcome back, because you went to sleep halfway through last episode.
Yeah, because I had to go to work early in the morning, which might entirely happen again on this episode.
Definitely not. We'll try to keep this one a little bit shorter than those Rich Grisham episodes.
I still actually haven't listened to that episode after I left. I might do that tomorrow on my drive down to Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah, you probably shouldn't do that, because we said some bad things about you. So let's start off with Jeff, since he hasn't been here in so long. Jeff, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of Madden 13, and recently NHL 13, and some MVP Baseball 05.
Again, not a surprise to anybody. Scott, what about you?
Madden and NHL, and that's, well, you know, all right, so Madden and NHL, we'll talk at length about those later. Let's see, other games I've been playing, I did buy Fire Pro Wrestling.
Oh, 800 Microsoft points later, what do you think?
You know, it's stupid in a fun way.
That's what I think of Jeff.
Thank you.
There's some good stuff to be had there. The one thing I learned is that you don't actually have to wear one of those stupid muscle shirts. You can just take it off and wear whatever your avatar normally wears.
I'm so confused. Are you talking about you or your avatar?
The avatar.
All right. Continue.
And never mind the awesome muscle shirt I am wearing right now. But
that's more what I was afraid of.
Me.
I went there. I haven't been able to play. I haven't played a whole ton of it yet, so I haven't unlocked a whole lot of moves to see what's all there. So I'm gonna hold my comments for a little while yet, till I've played more of it. But online works well. I will say that, and that was kind of fun.
Interesting. Well, I also have been playing a lot of Madden and NHL, and also some MLB 12, because I like to play games from this decade.
MVP 2005 is from this decade.
Yeah, technically it is.
No, I end the decade at 10.
But if the game came out in 2004, it hasn't been a decade since the game's been out yet.
But right. He's saying the decade is 2000 to 2010.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Because he counts by fingers.
It's like I was born in 1984. I wasn't born in the 70s because 1979 was less than 10 years ago.
Fair enough.
All right. Good. You know, I play Diamond Dynasty on that. And
how's that going for you?
Actually, not terrible because I have a better than 500 record, barely. But the last couple nights, I've had problems finding people to play with.
I'm not surprised at that. I mean, online on MLB is probably going to start dying down pretty soon if it hasn't already.
I know, I'm starting to get worried.
You think as the playoffs ramp up, people get less interested in playing baseball?
Well, or more interested.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, there might be a spike right now, but you at the same time, you don't know, Madden's out now, and there's all sorts of other games coming out, so...
Not yeah, it is the busy season coming on.
Yeah, and MLB was released in what, March?
Yeah.
People just get bored of it. I sold mine already.
I know, and you didn't trade me all your Diamond Dynasty players before you did that, Scott. Thanks.
Because you didn't tell me about it until literally an hour after I sent it off in the mail.
Speaking of things that have already happened and are pretty much dead, NBA Live 13, guys, done. Who's excited?
For now.
Well, no, NBA Live 13 is dead.
Yeah, pretty sure about that.
Yeah.
What? Maybe there'll be an iOS version.
Oh, like there was for Elite?
NBA Elite 11 was an iPad game.
Oh, I forgot they called it Elite.
Yeah, that happened. That was like 2 years it was Elite.
That was a thing.
So how come it wasn't called NBA Elite 13?
Because they killed after the debacle of NBA Elite 11. Were they going to call 12 anything? Or was 12 not a thing at all?
I don't think 12 was ever a thing.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, guess what? 13's not a thing either.
Nope. Mm.
I wonder if they printed copies this time like they did last time.
I don't believe so. And from everything I've heard, no.
So you're not going to be able to buy one for $500 on eBay?
No, but there was one on $500 on eBay. I was so angry.
That's a great investment. You should totally do that.
It was like $20 with 6 days left, and I was really excited. And then I looked 2 days left, and it was 500.
You knew it wasn't going to last.
I know, it's very upsetting. NBA Elite 11 PS3. Because you got to get the PS3 one, because it's the only one they made. No results. Upsetting? What do you guys think?
I mean, I don't play basketball games anymore. Probably the last time I did was NBA Live, like, 03.
I don't
feel as a sport it translates well.
NBA Live 03 with Jason Kidd on the cover is quite possibly the greatest basketball game ever put together.
I was just trying to say it's been, like, a decade since I've... Well, not your decade.
Oh, wait, the last one you played was 2009. But no, seriously, NBA Live 2003 had the best soundtrack and quite possibly the best NBA game ever made.
Okay.
I was going to bring it to GameStop, trade it in. They were going to give me about 34 cents. And I was like, no. This soundtrack, because I don't know if you guys remember, it came with the separate CD for the soundtrack.
Yeah. It's
well worth more than 45 cents. So
I believe I found my copy in a gutter somewhere. It did not come with the soundtrack on the separate disc. So, yeah.
Unlucky guy.
I do not remember a separate disc.
So what do you guys think? NBA Live 14 going to happen?
Yeah, definitely.
On what system? Oh, Wii curveball.
No, it's not a curveball because I don't think it comes out on this generation.
So you're saying Wii U only?
I'm saying Wii U and the next crop of consoles get a really cool launch title.
Interesting. Do you think it's going to be good?
No.
Right. Hey, speaking of games coming to iOS and Android, NBA 2K13. Hey. Neither of you
Does
guys.
Does 2K have an equivalent that's like Ultimate Team?
No.
Yes, this year they do, I thought.
Do they?
Sure. I thought they did.
I would expect their iOS game to be very focused on that.
Sure. Says you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Scott. Great fill-in. All right. So, moving right on.
I don't even know what just happened. I just pre-ordered WWE 13. Anyway.
Well played. NBA 2K13 is coming out.
Did you do it through thatsportsgamer.com?
Oh, God. Oh,
jeez. Guys, you know, if you go to thatsportsgamer.com, on the right side, there's this little Amazon thing, helps me pay these guys, and that tells you how much we've been using it. So, so NBA 2K13.
I can cancel it and go back and do it.
I highly recommend everybody do that right now.
Go cancel your pre-orders.
Or can I, because I use promo credit? Crap.
Oh, no. Then it'll be like, in 3 weeks, you can have your promo credit back. All right, so listen, as I was saying, NBA 2K13 coming out on iOS and Android for $7.99. Nobody's buying that, right?
That's an expensive iPhone game.
What about when it's a dollar? Who's in it? Who's in?
Yeah.
Well, now the problem is I still need an iPhone, so no.
Touchscreen controls for a basketball game? That just sounds like awful.
I mean, I hate you know, controller controls for basketball games. So.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That's what I was saying before. I don't think basketball translates well into a video game.
So what you're saying is that you want a Kinect-based basketball game.
No.
Well, yes. You're saying touching and controllers doesn't work, so you just want to yell at people.
Yes.
Oh, so you're saying I would just be a coach and yell things. Shoot! Pass!
That's pretty much what FIFA's doing.
Oh...
Flop.
Scott, I have a question.
Yeah.
You are the only one of us that actually played the NBA 2K13 demo.
Okay, I played a game of the NBA 2K13 demo, not online.
Okay, so that's more than all of us.
Okay.
So, why don't you tell me what you thought about it?
Here's where I realize what the problem, and I'm going to put that in quotes, with sports games is. And because I don't play NBA 2K every year, I don't see the big differences year to year. Did I lose everybody?
No, you're still.
No, we're just waiting for you to say more things.
Okay.
Just kind of threw that out there.
Okay.
Things don't change.
Did you want us to like say, yeah, good job, Scott? Like,
well,
what were you waiting
there,
for?
I heard a hum in the background go away, so I wasn't sure what had just happened. Anyway.
Okay.
They changed the dribble moves to be on the right stick now, but they still made no sense to me. Like, I would shift the, or whatever you would call it, I push the stick to the right, and okay, now the ball's in his right hand. What?
So it's not as intuitive as EA Sports' old skill stick.
No, it's not as intuitive as I would have hoped. I mean, I did one time pull off a cool spin move with LeBron James. By the way, I don't think you even get to choose your team. At no point did I see an option to choose my team. So I was playing as the Heat.
Interesting.
Hmm. Well, you are hot, Scott.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, also, there's some association mode details, which, since Scott loves point thingies, I'm going to have him read off for you.
Oh, we got bullet points? Where are these bullet points?
There's a tab on the thing. Scott, you are so ill-prepared for this, I say, as I am setting up the game.
Was I supposed to? Well, you didn't. All right, hang on. I'll click on the link.
Oh, Scott.
And I'm the one who wants to get done and go to bed, too.
Scott's the unprofessional one. So, yeah, NBA Association.
Professional?
Let's talk about some online association stuff. There's going to be customizable sliders. You can adjust the league speed. You can advance the league. Dude, I don't know if you know, but in online association, you have the power to advance the league. Unbelievable.
No way.
You can pause the league, resume the league. That's kind of cool, because I remember a lot of people saying that the association would, like, auto-go through things.
Oh, no, I did.
Scott's killing me. you can unlock
all the teams. Like, oh, all of a sudden, yeah.
You
am
can
I dying?
Scott, no, you're killing me right now and this podcast. Everybody, I'm so sorry. Also, you can unlock all games and have, like, a flex schedule-y thing that Scott hates more than anything. You can also reset games and force a winner, which comes in handy sometimes when people are jerks and get kicked off for griefing, even though they technically weren't griefing.
Did you mean grieving?
Grief. No. Good grief. All right, Scott, go ahead. On offline association, tell me about it.
Oh, sorry, I was trying to type messages you guys. All right, here we go.
God, Scott.
New NBA.com interface. Information is more accessible now.
Excellent.
Yay.
What else?
Yay. Total sim control, whatever that means.
Agreed.
Okay.
New collective bargaining agreement rules. Okay, good. They added real life things to the game.
Interesting, because I thought that meant Canadian Basketball Association. Continue.
Start today feature. This one, I think I read something about. Basically, you can start up your association. Like, if you get the game for Christmas, you can start up your association with the NBA as it is that day. Like, team records and injuries and what have you.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. All-Star Weekend integration. If you have the All-Star Weekend DLC or pre-order bonus, whatever that was. Which is good, because I was afraid they weren't going to do that. Revamped team building logic. I guess teams will build themselves better now. All new lineup and rotation logic. Okay. Improved trading logic.
Sweet.
Oh, here's the big one.
Especially when you deal with Solomon, you need improved trading logic.
Oh, and these last two are the best. Other small fixes.
Cool.
And bug fixes.
Aren't small fixes?
Apparently not. Based on community feedback from last year.
Are bugs bigger than small?
Apparently.
Hmm.
So small might be like art glitches, maybe?
Maybe.
Yes. That's true.
Menu lag. NHL 13.
Menu lag? All right, guys.
I think he said menu.
So listen. You know what we're going to do?
What are we going to do?
We're going to do a little pick'em with the celebrities that are going to be in NBA 2K13.
Okay, so there's a celebrity team?
Yeah.
And all right.
We're going to talk about these players as we name them. Jeff Solomon.
Yes, I'm in it?
Yeah, congratulations.
I'm a celebrity?
Little did you know your name is JB Smoove. Who that is, I don't know. But he's going up against Justin Bieber. What?
I met him.
When was this?
A couple months ago. I was in a class at school, and his manager, agent, was the one teaching the class, so he came into the class.
Oh, that guy's hilarious. You may remember him from things as Smurfs 2 and Monster University, which haven't come out yet.
He was also in The Sitter, which I saw yesterday on HBO. Not that good.
Hmm. He also voiced Boris, the Wild Boar, in Ice Age Continental Drift.
Did not see that.
All right, and you're going to have him go up against Justin Bieber. So who's advancing? I think you know who Justin Bieber is.
I think I know Justin Bieber is, but what am I basing my criteria on?
Who would you rather play with in a game of basketball?
Oh, who I would rather play?
Yeah. Who do you think is just the cooler guy?
I'm asking you, is it me playing with them in this game, or do I get to go pick them and play basketball with
them. The question is, who do you want, J.B. Smoove or Justin Bieber?
I want J.B. Smoove.
All right, J.B. Smoove, moving on. This is awesome. This might be the best thing I've ever done.
Against them, I think I'd take Bieber, though, because I feel like I could beat him.
Sure. Scott, this one's right up your alley.
Okay.
We're going. Scott, your choices are between Wale.
Who?
The rapper.
Who?
Yeah. The South African. No, that's a lie. Complete lie. Nigerian. That's like North Africa? Or is that like Central?
Okay. I think that's North Africa.
All right. You may know him from his hit song, Dig Dug. Come on, guys. Are you guys even helping me here? Wale versus Bow Wow, formerly...
You mean Whale?
I'm pretty sure it's Wale. And Bow Wow, formerly known as Little Bow Wow.
Well, at least I've actually heard of him.
So who you got, Scott? Come on, obviously.
Well, I'm going to go with Wale.
Side note, this is brought to you by the great YouTube show, Who You Got, that you can find on youtube.com/thatsportsgamer.
I'm going to go with Wale because his song sounds like an old video game. I'm sure that's exactly what inspired it. So, yeah.
Wow.
Jeremy Shockey.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm pretty blown away by that choice. Being that obviously Scott was
I know not, the lyrics to a Wale song.
Right. But obviously Scott was not a fan of the classic film Like Mike.
Okay, actually I did see that when I worked at an after school program in high school.
And he was also Twinkie in the Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. Scott, I'm very upset with you.
Twinkie?
Wale moves on. Chamillionaire or Sean Kingston is my choice. Let me give you a little background on Chamillionaire, since I think we all know who Sean Kingston is.
Actually, I'm the other way around. I do.
Yeah, I know who Chamillionaire is, not Sean Kingston.
But I only know who Chamillionaire is because Weird Al did a parody of one of his songs.
You guys don't know Sean Kingston?
Is he Jamaican?
Yeah, that's a little Jamaican tubby guy.
Okay, I've probably heard him at least, but...
All right, so why don't you tell me who Chamillionaire is, wise ass?
I just said I only know who he is because Weird Al did a parody of one of his songs.
What song?
I don't even know what the song was. I just know it was his.
Well, what's Weird Al's song?
Yeah.
White and Nerdy.
Oh, so Riding Dirty. See how that is? This is
That assumes I knew the name of the song to begin with, and I didn't.
This is a pretty big thing.
I don't know if I think I've heard the original song.
Look, I'm taking I'm taking Sean Kingston because he's a pretty big dude. Might be good down low in the post.
All right.
This is going back to Jeff Solomon.
That's me.
Choose between Meek Mill. Google him up.
What? Right.
Meek Mill.
Sneeze.
Also, another rapper. Who executive produced this kind of game?
no idea.
I must be talking about. I meant to say Coolio, but I couldn't remember his name.
Well, you failed. You've failed.
Yeah, can we just rewind and I can do that joke again? Say it again. Say the whole thing again.
Hey, who's Meek Mill?
Sounds like spoiled milk.
That's the joke. You know, him and a group of his friends were the Bloodhounds.
I think he plays for the Jets.
Possible. I don't know if you guys know, but Meek Mill was at the bar when Chris Brown and Drake, the dude from... Jake, the dude from Degrassi. They had a bottle tossing brawl. I don't know if you guys remember this. All right, Meek Mill or your choice of Paulie and or Vinny from the Jersey Shore.
Meek Mill. No. I can't perpetuate any further Jersey Shore anything.
I've legitimately just overridden your choice of Vinny and Paulie D. Moving on to the next round.
Wait, was that a three-way one?
Yeah. No, it was Meek Mill versus the duo of Vinny and Paulie D from Jersey Shore.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, thank you, Commissioner.
Yeah. And now we're taking Vinny and Paulie D on to the next round. Because Meek Mill just sounds like something that would go down in tough times.
Yeah, well, that was my choice, and the record now shows it, so.
All right. Mark Miller, Mac Miller, at Mac Miller on Twitter. You can follow him. Dude, this kid's like 12 years old. Or 20. Another rapper from Pittsburgh. Hmm. Oh, first off, known by his stage name Mac Miller, previously Easy Mac. Scott, do I even need to read the next person? a name like Easy Mac.
Well, tell me who the next person is.
Brian Baumgartner. You may remember him from such movies as the TV show The Office.
Who is he in The Office?
He's a big dude. Yeah. So, Easy Mac, moving right along.
Yep.
Right. Easy Mac. You know what, Scott?
That sounds like a name that you'd put in a basketball game. So,
well,
yeah.
You know what? Vinny and Pauly D have now re-lost because we have to have Meek Mill versus Mac Miller.
Thank you.
All right. JB Smoove. I'm going to take JB Smoove. Smoove. S-M-O-O-V-E.
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, that's a stage name.
No.
The JB or the Smoove?
The Smoove.
You know what? I'm going to give Sean Kingston a bye into the finals.
Arbitrarily.
Who is next?
His real name is Jerry Brooks.
Jerry Bruckheimer.
No.
Solomon.
Yes. That's my name.
Four M's. Meek Mill and Mac Miller. Or do we just move the combination of them?
I was going to say, that is the one person,
Meek,
right?
Miller.
Meek Mark Miller Miller.
Meek Mark Miller Miller moves on. M-E-E-K-M-A-R. Probably spells it with a C, right?
When did Beaker join this podcast?
Right. Now, in the final triple threat, we got JB Smoove, Sean Kingston, and Meek Mark Miller. JB Smoove wins, huh? All right, guys?
Yeah.
Anybody disagree with that?
Why?
I'll go give him his award.
Go find him. He's in all these rappers are from Philly, so you better watch out.
Whitest segment ever.
Why?
Because we don't know any of these people. Well, I know JB Smoove, but only because I met him.
Interesting.
He seemed okay.
Wow, that was a good derailment. Hey guys, so NCAA football.
For all right,
buy a couple of new jerseys. Hey,
football. There we go.
$2.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead, Scott. Say it. Spit it out.
I was going to say, you can buy those ugly jerseys that Wisconsin wore this past weekend.
Funny, because I didn't see them.
You don't have to specify Wisconsin. You know, every team in college football now has an ugly jersey.
This is true, but I think the Wisconsin ones were especially ugly. I get that they were throwbacks, but, oh, they were ugly throwbacks. Nebraska's didn't look too bad.
Do you remember when football jerseys used to be two colors?
And one of those colors was white?
Yeah.
You know, they just wore, like, a shirt.
Yeah, so all you get in this is Wisconsin's jersey they wore against Nebraska on 9/29.
You don't even get the Nebraska jersey?
No. Oh, wait, no, maybe both. Maybe both.
I was going to say, why would you get one but not the other?
But then you only get Notre Dame's jersey against Miami on 10/6.
Well, yeah, Miami's not wearing special jerseys for that game.
Dude, Miami's jerseys are special if you just look at them. Since this is Monday night, Jeff, what's the score?
For the football game?
Yeah.
0-0.
Woohoo! All right, so let's take a little break then. And we'll come back after we talk about the commercial for Extra Life for a minute. Well, how's that sound? Good? Everybody?
Sounds good.
All right.
Do you play video games? Do you play a lot of video games? Turn your passion for digital entertainment into life-saving support for kids at the Children's Miracle Network Hospital right here in our area. The 5th Annual Extra Life Video Game Marathon is coming up on October 20th, 2012. Now it's time for gamers to make a difference. Extra Life is just like a run or a walk or a bike event, except you never have to leave the comfort of your own living room. Just sign up online at extra-life.org to register. Then get friends and family members to sponsor you for about $1 an hour. On October 20th at 8 a.m., you play any games you want, on any system you want, for 24 hours, or as long as you can. What's important is that you turn your Xbox, PlayStation, PC, Wii, or even your phone into urgently needed support for local kids. Find out more and sign up to play online at extra-life.org. That's extra-life.org. Play games. Heal kids. Extra Life. This message is made possible by Children's Miracle Network Hospitals and this podcast.
And we're back.
I was waiting to see who was going to talk first.
All right.
The Yankees are winning 9-1.
Congratulations, Yankees.
Go, yes. Yankees. I can't believe I just said that. Anyway.
I can't believe you just said that.
Can we get back to the podcast? This thing's going on. I don't know if you guys were... Look, just we joked around about Meek Mark the Miller. so Extra Life. Help the kids. October 20th. Jeff Solomon will be in my house if I allow him inside.
Do you have cats?
No, I have two dogs.
Okay, we'll be okay then.
All right. I will get a cat if I have to.
To keep him away?
Like garlic for vampires.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, you know, cats equal Jeff dead, so.
It kind of. It just makes my eye a little droopy, that's all.
Interesting.
All right. Special shout out to Greg Seward and Scott Burris for joining the TSG crew for Extra Life.
So you're going to have a whole party going on, or?
There might be people over here.
I think Scott interprets what you said to mean that they would be coming to your house as well.
No, they are part of the TSG crew. Do you know who these people are, Scott? Greg, the greatest Canadian alive, Seward, is from Canada.
But I gathered that Canadians are from Canada. I know this.
I think Nathan Fillion's from Canada, too.
So is Justin Bieber, but anyway.
Yeah, but I think him in the first round.
Nathan Fillion's better.
But is J.B. Smoove better than Nathan Fillion?
Well, he's not from Canada. He's from North Carolina.
How do you even know this?
I'm on his wiki page right now.
All right, guys. So, yeah, don't forget, Extra Life. Scott's going to donate some cash, and Jeff's going to donate some time. Jeff's mom's going to donate some cash.
My mom's pretty great.
That's awesome.
Can she just donate food? Because, like, my wife's not going to be around that day. So I'm.
Oh, that's how you get away with this.
I could ask her to make a platter.
No, it's the best when she's here, because it's like a party, and she does the party, and I play the video games.
I like this.
It's like the best of both worlds.
If I could, I would, like, fly out and join you guys.
Scott, you can. Remember that time that you had an extra baseball ticket, and I said, buy me a Greyhound ticket? I'll be there. You can do the exact same, but in opposite, and then give me more money for the kids.
I still have that extra baseball ticket. That's for tomorrow night.
Interesting. Oh, and speaking of Extra Life, you know that kid Jeff Solomon?
I know of him.
He made a promise that next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
That's a lie. Next Monday, me and Jeff Solomon are going to go have alcoholic beverages together. At a bar.
Oh.
With video games. It's going to be awesome. We're going to
a bar with video games?
Yeah, man.
Arcade in Jersey City.
Oh,
that sports gamer meetup.
Oh. I mean, literally, I feel like they must have been drunk and in a room and just been like, what about this? Barcade.
Have you ever been to one, Jeff?
Been to one what?
A barcade.
You say it like it's a word. It's a place. No, they named it. They named it the barcade.
No, there's multiple barcades.
Wisconsin. Oh, it's a chain?
Yeah, 2 years ago, me and the Gamerant crew went to the Barcade in Brooklyn after New York Comic Con. Good times. Had by
Wisconsin's
all.
Wisconsin's so boring.
Listen, I heard from a guy that in Wisconsin you can live without a car.
Public transportation, is that good?
That's what I was surprised when I heard this on that same...
Milwaukee and Madison, maybe. Anywhere else.
Never known a chick named Madison. So, let me tell you about FIFA 13. Sold a lot of copies. You guys hear about that?
Nope. Tell me about it.
Did you, Scott? If you were to guess, since obviously Scott knows, Jeff, if you were to guess, how many copies were sold in North America on opening day?
Well, I don't know numbers. I just know.
Your name is not Jeff.
My brother's name is Jeff.
Wait, are you guys brothers?
No.
All right.
I don't think so.
I just wanted to make sure we got that through.
Not to the best of my knowledge.
The scary part was there was a lot of silence in there.
I think we were contemplating it.
All right, guys. So, since Scott already knows the answer, since he cheated, and there's no way you could ever get Jeff to read the rundown before your podcast.
Right.
Jeff, how many copies of FIFA do you think sold in North America on opening day?
1.2 million copies.
Wow. First off, you don't. The answer is 353,000.
Oh, that's not nearly how many I said.
No.
But the worldwide pre-order was 1.3 million.
So then people just didn't pick up their copies?
It actually releases on a different day in Europe and Australia.
Oh.
I think we get it first, actually.
Yeah, we do, which is ridiculous.
Well, I read that they sold over a million copies in Europe.
Yeah,
that's worldwide. Entirely possible. Like, FIFA's like Madden over there.
Except Madden doesn't sell a million copies on day one.
Yeah.
Well, it's also a lot better game, but oh, I went there.
Oh, he did.
I don't know.
Wait, I don't even know what happened.
FIFA's a better game. I just like, American football better.
Yeah, everybody hates Madden. Do you know how many people in my Twitter feed have already given up on Madden and traded it in?
Hey, you gave up on Madden. You just
traded in. As far as I know.
That's just because I'm trying to get rid of Darrell Revis at rock high prices.
at stone high prices.
Listen, 1.4 million online games of FIFA were played in the first 24 hours after the game's launch.
That doesn't sound like a lot.
For 300, that's 353,000 people had to play, what, like four games each?
Yeah, that's all that is.
That doesn't sound like very many, actually.
Dude.
Like, you get a new game,
question.
You play it a couple times, and you go to bed. Like, that you doesn't sound like anyone...
And FIFA games go by really quick.
Whoa. Is the first game you play online? Like, I understand if I put in friggin' Madden and Todd Zuniga pops up and is like, hey, you want to play? Yes, I'm going to play my first game online. You wouldn't play offline?
Only once. You're only allowed to play him once.
Actually, when the one game I did play on the EA season ticket, I did play online.
Look, I'll do even one better. I've tried to play a foot game against a friend and it fails every time. So that's part of the reason. Can't play the game half the time.
Okay, so it's impressive that many were played because you can't complete
the server,
any games with the servers.
It's amazing the EA servers didn't crash.
Yes. Also, a record-setting opening for FIFA 13 on iOS. Who knew? Downloads up.
How many was that?
62% more than last year.
Well, how many is that?
62% more than a lot. It's probably a lot.
Use numbers.
There's no numbers. Thanks, FIFA.
Jay from Basement Gamer bought the last year's FIFA for 25 cents on his iPad.
Here's my problem.
It looks quite good.
Wait, I didn't know you could buy anything for 25 cents on iPad.
It was a sale.
Yeah, but I thought the sale minimum, maximum, it was free or a dollar.
Free 99.
Well, he said it was 25 cents. I'd take his word for it.
Huh.
Well, we'll have to get him on the show. Nope, not going to do that. So, moving right along. Do you want a custom club sleeve? Yes, you do. It's so cute, because it's like FIFA 13, so when they write the word club, they put, like, the 13 as the B.
Oh, okay.
But if you have a favorite club, and it happens to be either Arsenal, Aston Villa, Chelsea, Everton, Fulham, Manchester City, Newcastle, or Tottenham, you can...
So if you have a favorite club in the Premier League...
Yeah, but it's only these eight clubs. So if one of those happens to be your favorite, you can go on and print out a new cover.
Yeah, but I bet if you just looked around the internet, you could probably find a custom cover for anything you want.
Oh, that reminds me. You know what I really hate? Voice messages on Xbox Live.
Yes.
Because every time I say something wrong, like Tottenham, it's like, oh, it's not Tottenham. And then this dude, Dr. Ken, you may remember him from a former episode, always goes on and corrects me. Messed up.
What does that have to do with voice messages?
That's how he sends it to me. It's a voice message on Xbox Live.
Oh.
I dislike them because I usually have to find a headset to actually hear them.
But then, you know what I do?
And I dislike them because they're the first option when I want to reply to a text.
Yeah.
So I hit A, and then it's recording a voice thing, and I'm like, well, that's not what I wanted.
I don't even have a mic on.
But you know what the best part is? You can ignore it, and then the next time you're on a podcast, screw up team names even more on purpose.
Like
and then he'll just
like
send Tottenham? You more. Then he'll just send you more voice messages.
Everton? Is it Everton?
These are foreign places said in foreign languages. I can't be held responsible for mispronouncing them.
Yeah. Like Newcastle. That's weird, right?
How is that supposed to be said?
Newcastle.
So you're saying it right then.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
It's like Troy Aikman yesterday kept saying it was Green Bay.
I believe it's Troy.
Like one word?
Ackman.
Yeah. Or, you know, he'd put more emphasis on the Bay or the, you know.
Whenever someone says South Park, like, really quickly, it bugs me. Or, like, really long.
Okay.
Like, South Park.
Interesting.
I was watching
Green Bay.
Green Bay. Anyway,
and there was a pitcher who came into play named Joel something. I don't remember what his name exactly, but the announcer said his name was Joel, and I thought that was really funny.
Hey, maybe unless if we talk about a game...
Wait, unless it was Joel Pinheiro, in which case his name is Joel.
Oh, could have been. I don't know.
Or maybe it's Jonathan Albaladejo.
Hey, maybe if we talk about a game we've all actually played, we won't derail into inane chatter.
First
like
off,
Donkey Kong 64?
There's nothing wrong with inane chatter.
No, there isn't.
All right, fine. We'll talk about something we've all played.
NHL 13.
Star Wars Episode 1 Racer. That was like the best game ever.
I totally have played that.
Yes, that game was awesome.
That came with my N64.
That made me want an N64.
All right, so NHL 13, tuner 1.03, which, come on, guys. Is there really going to be 99 updates? I don't think so.
Well, it's there's already 1.04, too.
Jeez, I must have clicked the wrong link. But look, let me tell you about 1.03. It increased the AI goalie glove and stick high ratings for EA.
Because the goalies seemed to be...
Yeah, they weren't hard enough already.
Oh, no. They also slightly... I mixed these words. Slightly and lowered to slowered. Slightly lowered wrist shot accuracy, which is awesome because that's exactly what I needed to happen.
So wait a minute. They're making it harder to score even though it's already impossible?
This team was already, like, the worst thing.
let's see. They also increased the AI goalie rebound control.
Kat and I played a game today, and her goalie was leaving all sorts of trashy rebounds. So. But this was already after the two.
Now you're saying I can't beat Kat either.
Listen, the league.
Never gonna score a goal again.
The league is much better now that I've turned it down, and everybody's actually capable of winning a game.
You've turned it down, and I'm still losing every game, 1-0, or 2-1. These are my scores every time.
It's tragedy, sir.
I like you say you lowered the difficulty. There's no way for me to verify that. The game has not changed in any way.
Look, you know what you need for an update? If you look at 1.4, you have a greater chance of getting tripped.
No, you have a greater chance of them calling tripping.
Doesn't matter. That means you're going to get tripped more. Also, the post check is less effective in Hockey Ultimate Team.
Oh, thank God, because it was obnoxious.
Goalies are less vulnerable to shots from distance. I only rip from distance all the time.
Yeah, that's the goals I get.
Well, I think my most common goal in any game, in either Be a Pro or Hockey Ultimate Team, or just in GM Connected or my GM, just regular GM mode I'm playing, is the face-off in my attacking zone, win the face-off, to the defenseman, slap shot, goal. Yeah. That is probably my most commonly scored goal.
That's how I win.
Basically, what you're telling me, TJ, is they studied me playing the game and said he may never score again because every improvement you've mentioned is something I do. I do poke checking well. I shoot from the outside with wrist shots on rebounds. Like, all of this stuff just destroys me.
You were playing games today, right, Jeff?
Yeah, I played 3 games today, and I lost all 3.
Congratulations.
One in overtime.
Hey!
Yeah, you got a point.
That's
yeah.
Progress. Ooh, that's what it's called.
I beat Kat today.
Yeah.
So, EA Sports Hockey League. Way better than actually playing the computer. Do you guys agree?
Yeah. Oh, I played with DK Snipe for a couple games. We went 1-2.
I played with Jeff Solomon. He scored a goal in his first game, and I was so jealous.
And now he'll never play again.
No, we're playing.
Listen, I didn't have a lot of fun.
Once we read the Twitter questions that don't exist and read the iTunes reviews that nobody sent in, thanks, guys. We'll go play some more.
Ask a Twitter question?
You guys will go play some more. I'll go to bed.
Scoppins.
I would love to play some more with you guys, but I have a long day tomorrow.
Scott, my 78-year-old grandfather goes to sleep later than you.
Does your 78-year-old grandfather have to get up at 4 in the morning?
No, but he does, because that's just how
he
rolls.
If he wants to get those breakfast specials, he does.
Yeah. Dude's day is done by like 2 in the afternoon. I don't know how he does it.
I'm surprised more old people don't like video games. You don't have to move to do them.
He loves them. He plays Age of Empires like it's his job.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, he whoops me. That's messed up.
My grandpa still wants to know when I'm going to grow out of playing video games.
Yeah. Aww. My grandma wants to know, too.
I want to know, too, Scott. When are you going to give up this fad?
Yeah.
When am I going to grow up?
Yeah, grow up and get rid of all these Nintendo game...
Cubers.
...systems.
Get rid of that Nintendo game, genie.
Get rid of all these Nintendos.
Yeah.
Do you have 10
Dos? I don't think clearly.
Back to the topic at hand. Anybody remember what that was?
NHL.
NHL?
Yeah, EA Sports Hockey League. Fun stuff.
Comes out and top shelf scoring prime. A goal in the first game.
Yeah.
Despite the fact you were just talking about how impossible it was for you to score.
Yeah. Well, I did score a second goal, didn't I?
I believe so.
You have the best shooting percentage of anyone in the league, but you also have taken the least amount of shots.
Yeah.
For anyone on the team.
He is the sniper. That's why.
The first goal was lucky because I got a breakaway and then I shot it and the goalie blocked it and then I just happened to get the rebound on the side, and that went in.
Yeah. So here's my biggest problem with EA Sports Hockey League. It seems like this year they gimp your players to start out so much that it's almost not fun. I mean, that's my biggest problem. And I guess it wouldn't be so bad if you had any way of matching up fairly with other teams. But like I was saying, I was playing with DK Snipe, and we faced a guy who was just like ridiculous. He was like a 75, and we're stuck in like the low or the high 50s, and he would just skate circles around us.
Literally.
Literally.
My first game, I was chasing the puck like a 5-year-old in an 8-year-old's game. I would go one way, the puck would turn around and go the other. I'd go, oh, geez, and then I'd turn around and go that way, and then it would be going the other way. It was ridiculous.
So it's like you have to focus on the one thing that they let you be good at with whatever player type you chose. So like if you're a sniper, you got to take shots. And then the only way to get more experience points is to win games, which is so hard to do because your players suck.
Yeah, also, not real easy playing with other people.
Yeah.
Especially when certain people are supposed to be playing defense and do not play defense at all.
Scott Bins! But I'm way good at winning face-offs.
Oh, yeah. DK Snipe doesn't seem to want to give up that center position, though.
Well, now you've called him out on a podcast.
I have. Well, no,
I'm going to go on Xbox in like 2 seconds and be like, yo, the Scott Bins kid calling you out.
Hey, that's fine if you can play it, and he certainly can. I'm the kind of guy who, you know what, I won't need to play defense this game. Cool, I'll play defense.
Yeah,
I need to be the goalie? Fine, I'll do it.
Hold on.
I would totally be the goalie.
Hold on, you're saying you're a team player?
Yes.
Problem is, only like 5 guys in this. You know where else you can be a team player, Scott? Well, you can't because you didn't buy FIFA. Pro clubs. FIFA pro clubs are awesome. Shout out to White Hippo 24 and Corey SA, who will be joining the whatever the Pro Club's team name is, Real Pumpers FC. That's what it is.
You sure you're saying that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Joel's Pumpers FC.
You mean Joel?
So, Scott, pop quiz. Twitter question from @RetroSportsGamer, minus the A, minus the E in the gamer. Hey, how's Fire Pro so far? Is it pretty enraging and worth the points? I played through the demo.
I actually read that on my phone.
Did you hit him back with a upside down exclamation point?
No, I did not, and Twitter makes me angry with not actually solving that problem to the best of my knowledge.
Soy latte, SO.
The soy real Jeff Solo. that's pretty much what it is. So far, like I can tell there's fun to be had. And I think I still have to play it a little bit more, but for $10, the price is right.
Interesting. So what kind of like modes are in it? Is there something I can actually do?
You know, the biggest thing is to play through the single player mode to unlock like all the moves and costumes and stuff.
Mm.
And other than that, you can play online, you can do one-on-one, tag team, battle royals.
So we can tag team the fool, Scott?
We could.
I might have to do this. Is this something that you would consider fun for, like, if I was to, say, play video games for, like, 24 hours straight?
Oh, definitely. You could probably have fun with it for a couple hours, maybe.
Can I play it at, like, 3 o'clock in the morning?
I fall asleep.
Like an MLB game.
The match is, like, the longest match you can have is 10 minutes.
Interesting.
And if you remember, like, WWF Attitude, where if you selected a match...
Hold on. Did you ask me if I remember the worst game ever made? Because yes, I do.
Well, worst wrestling game anyway.
No.
All right. No, hang on. All right. WWF Attitude is not worse than Superman 64.
Was Superman in Superman 64?
Did you play Superman 64? Because I did. I had that game.
Was Superman in it?
Oh my God, Jeff. What kind of poor child... That's child abuse.
Well, no one bought it for me. I got like... I would go to the game store every week and find whatever they were selling for $5, and I'd bring it home, and that was my new game.
You paid $5 too much.
I don't know. I mean, like you were just saying, it's the worst ever, and I just said, did you actually ever play it?
Yes.
Was Superman in it?
Yes.
Yes.
Then it's better than WWF Attitude, because that game was atrocious. Scott, let me ask you, how you do a clothesline in that? Because I'm pretty sure it was like left, right, up, triangle, wait a second, hit square.
No, it's pause, look up the move list.
Yes. Grapple, move list. All right.
I mean, it sounds like you're talking about a lot of games that I didn't play growing up because I thought they were too hard.
All right. Can we just all agree that the best game ever was Wayne Gretzky 3D Hockey on N64?
Yes, we can.
All right. See? Easy as that. Well, I guess we never have to do another show.
All
right. Yeah. Successfully. In fact, I want to go play that right goddamn now.
Listen.
That's what we need for EA Sports Hockey League.
Oh, man. You know how they just brought Blitz back on Xbox Live Arcade? They should bring back Wayne Gretzky 3D Hockey. Cause
yes.
I actually would not care about, like, rosters and stuff if
Scott,
they brought that.
Scott, you have a work... Scott, but Scott's brother, Jeff. Jeff, do you have a working N64?
I do.
We are brothers.
Can you bring that over? And we will definitely play Wayne Gretzky 3D Hockey on...
Okay. That's good.
Because my video cable doesn't work or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I got the pieces.
And I think
I never got to make.
We don't have to plan this right now, you know.
No, we do. Do you also have a video cable for a SNES?
You mean the same cable that was in the N64?
Sick.
Yeah, those cables were the same for like ever.
NHL 94 game then.
Okay, the answer is yes. I have that cable.
Question: does it count if I'm just watching someone else play?
I think you make your own rules.
Because I kind of want Jeff to play that Zelda game that I don't know the name of.
Link to the Past?
Yes!
It's funny, because that's the only one I've never been able to get through.
Link to the Past. Is that the
one? Oh, I should be there, and I'll just run through that game.
Yeah. I mean, this makes for really bad podcasts, but basically I got the bunny costume or whatever in that game, and then I never played it again.
Did you know you beat the game in like an hour and 20 minutes?
No, I did not know that.
Well, according to youtube.com/watch?V=, letter O, capital style, U, capital N, capital U, 4, probably a W. Maybe
everyone just stopped the podcast.
I stopped recording the podcast.
I'll not link to this, someone can do a Link to the Past 100% in an hour and 20 minutes.
That is YouTube. Crazy.
It's been documented.
Is
this tool assisted?
Yeah, you're a tool. So
I never got to make my point with Fire Pro and Attitude.
It's worth buying, right? What's the point?
No, all right. So I'll rewind.
Hold on. Let's get to Scott's point. Let me hit the pause and then go to the move list. Left, up, right, square, squiggly. Go.
So in WWF Attitude, if you picked like a 10-minute match, like your health would drain faster than if you picked like a 20-minute match. Fire Pro kind of works like that. Huh. If you pick a 3-minute match, you'll get beat up faster than if you pick a 10-minute match.
Interesting.
So, you know, I think you can play the game at your own pace.
All right. So, thanks for sending in your question at Retro Sports Gamer minus the A minus the E in Gamer.
Oh, the one other fun thing is when you play through the single-player mode, your friends will show up as opponents sometimes.
Huh.
You know, you could just say Retro Sports GMR.
No.
But oddly enough, TJ, you showed up under Kat's name.
Hey! Actually, that's my wrestling name is Kat. TJ the Cat.
Meow.
No iTunes reviews, so how about you get up on putting some iTunes reviews in, and then we'll read them on the show. Huh? Hey, we had just had some guys win some Squid Grips. Those are pretty cool. Gave out a couple copies of Pro Evo 12. Guess what I got? Copies of Pro Evo 13. So we're going to do another raffle copter.
Wait, so you gave out copies of Pro Evo 12 and Pro Evo 13 is what's coming out?
First off, I gave out copies of 12 before Pro Evo 13 came out. So back when it was the game to get.
Okay.
But now we have copies of Pro Evo 13 on PS3. So sorry, Jeff.
Oh, and Jay for that matter.
Who the hell is Jay?
My friend who entered, Basement Gamer.
Oh, hey! I don't know if you guys know, but you can follow me on Twitter, at ThatSportsGamer. Scott, where are you?
At Darth Obvious.
Also, you can find Scott on the Great Basement Gamer video thingy and at Basement Gamer on Twitter. Right? All that correct?
I don't tweet it there, but that's part of the group, yeah.
Yeah, but Scott is a gamer in a basement, which, if you want to see him in said basement, you can go back and watch Who You Got NFL Week 3.
Yeah, I recorded it at Basement Gamer HQ that night.
Yeah, Basement Gamer HQ. Hey, do you have that on Foursquare as a place you can check in?
No.
Jeff, when you're over here, as you are known as at Real Jeff Solo, did you know that on Foursquare you can check into the That Sports Gamer HQ?
I did not know that, no.
Oh, and you're going to do it, and I'm the mayor.
I would hope you, so you live there.
No, some chick stole the mayorhood from me. How messed up was that?
What? Was it your wife?
No, some random chick.
What? That's weird.
I know. Jeff, are you anywhere else on the internet where people could find you if they want to hear you talking about random stuff?
I host my own sports-related video game podcast, the Sports Anomalyers.
Can you say that again?
I can.
I believe both TJ and I have been on the show in the past.
Oh, yeah, yes. We are. It's a great show. Great people
there.
People are aware
I'll get back on if the time ever works out.
Yeah, you can find that on iTunes at...
But only the UK iTunes store.
Yes.
But yeah, anomaly.
I also have a Twitter, MVPTweets05, where I do little news stories from my continuing franchise in MVP05.
What year are you up to?
I believe I'm in 2011.
Hey, let me know what happens.
Okay.
Well, you don't have to. I'll just follow the Twitter account.
There you go.
Hey. I don't know if you guys know, but Jeff also is supposed to be in charge of at @TSG_CM, being that he's the community manager for that sports
gamer. Still? We're still doing that?
But, yeah. So what Jeff does is he likes to go follow political figures, and then I unfollow
them. Yeah, and Oprah.
It's like, why am I reading tweets from Barack Obama and Oprah?
Hey, I get way cooler political candidates than Barack Obama. There's that KFC guy, and there's that guy who has the weird beard and wears gloves. You know who I'm talking about.
I'm going to bed now.
I don't know what any of that means, but I'm going to go play some pro clubs. And, yeah, that's sportsgamer.com/charity. Hey, go like us on facebook.com/thatsportsgamer.
As a matter of fact, I already did.
I'd tell you to put me in a circle on Google+, but, you know.
Not until the power goes out.
Who the hell uses Google+?
Yeah.
But next time Jeff goes back away to college, I'm going to do little videos with him, and we're going to try to get a commercial.
Didn't he graduate?
But then, see, Scott, you just ruined it. We were going to have this whole thing where it's like, oh, if she can do it.
I understand. I've seen that commercial.
God,
I don't know anyone who has that kind of relationship with their father.
Put us in a circle. Hold on. Can you guys check this tie out for me? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for Scott and his brother, possibly Jeff, I'm TJ, and that's Sports Gamer Show. Hey, come see us next week. Bing, and you're done.
Boo doo 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 doo.